Thank you for calling customer service. What can I help you?
What company is this?
We are a third-party call center that represents 100 companies with multiple products. If you have a gift code, I might can assist you.
I don't have a gift card. I have
a zip code.
Oh, a zip code 77651.
One moment, please. Waiting on the system to load up now. One moment. What's your name, ma'am?
My name?
Yes, ma'am.
Why do you need my name? I'm trying to figure out why charges were made to my account.
I would need to be able to pull the account up, ma'am, is why I'm trying to identify you as your account holder. 77651 is your zip code. Of course, it pulls up several names under that zip code, so I need to know which of the ones in that zip code.
Patricia Oliver.
Yes, ma'am. And Ms. Oliver, will you verify your address for me, please?
3166 Forest Oaks Drive, Port Neches, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. I have your accounts up, and how may I help you?
I need to know what the charge is for, what was ordered.
Okay. So on 3/11, there was a charge initiated for $6.95 that you agreed to pay the shipping and handling. For, let's see what this is, KDB. Let's see what the product is. Looks like it might be keto something. Hold on. You ordered some keto. I'm looking to see exactly what it is. You might know what it is. I have to look and see what it is. Okay, it would be the keto balance and the keto balance cleanse. So on 3/11 on $6.95, you ordered for the trial and $6.99 for both products on the 11th. All right. So then on the 18th, no, ma'am,
I was charged twice $6.95. Yes, I was.
You were, but it's for two different products, though. The products work in conjunction with each other. And they're designed to work with each other. And for the keto products, you know they're dietary products, and they reduces the appetite, increases metabolism, and rids body of toxins, okay? So the two products work together. That's why it's a cleanse and it's a,
okay,
the other product.
Why was I charged $95 twice?
Yes, ma'am. So what happens is when you did get the trial period, and it was for... 7-day trial period, and in the terms and conditions, when you put in your credit card, and if the terms and conditions were read, it stated that if you did not let them know that you did not want to.
I have not received any product.
Yes, ma'am. The product was shipped on 3/11, so you might have not gotten it just yet. I can look at the tracking with the United States Postal Service and see where it is. Hold on. So here's your, I have your tracking number, and you can get that number as well. But let's see where the products are. Okay, it said it was delivered on the 14th, but it has... Port Neches, Texas?
Mm-hmm. That's where
you
I live.
Okay.
I've not received anything. How do I cancel this?
Well, your products, I don't know where they are. I mean, it said it was delivered at 4:01 p.m. on March 14th. Okay, that's when they were delivered on that package. Let's see here. Then the other package, Let's see if they both got shipped at the same time or different times. Let's see here, enter. So this bag is here. Hold on. Yeah, the 97 is, while I'm looking this up, I can explain what the 9490 is. That was the price of the outside of the trial period is what they charge you for each month as well if you decide to stay with the product. They let you try
no,
the product.
I'm gonna cancel it because I don't even know what it is. I want to cancel it.
You didn't order the keto.
I don't know, ma'am. I don't know anything about it. I don't care to know anything about it. If it's in my mailbox, I guess Monday, then I'll know what it is. But for right now, can you cancel this for me so I'm not charged again for it? Because if a trial period has been initiated and I haven't gotten the product, and how do I know if I want to stay? I just need it canceled, please.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Even if it's at $69.99 for the product instead of $94.90, ma'am, to stay with the program?
No, ma'am. I don't want it. I don't want it, please. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see here. So I have to cancel both of these orders. So give me just a moment to get something to write with. I'm going to give you a cancellation number.
Okay, let me get a pen. I appreciate your help. Boom.
Sure, hold on. Notate the account here. Okay, I offered discount, 35% discount, which was $64, and customer declined that. Customer declined, and then I offered $49, which is 50%, I believe. Customer declined. Customer wants account canceled. I have to just notate this, please.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay. And I have to do this to both of them. So let me copy this here. Save the notes. And then this first cancellation number, ma'am, is CSN Charlie 662735352.
I'll repeat that to you, please.
Sure.
CSN Charlie 662735352.
That's correct. All right. So now the next one, let's see here. Just let me notate it really quickly. And then the order number is C. The cancellation number is C662735. Hold on one moment. Okay, 662735180.
180.
Yes, ma'am.
C is in Charlie. 662735180.
That's correct. So that has been, both of those accounts have been canceled. Going forward, you won't receive any more charges.
Okay, I appreciate your help. You've been very helpful and kind. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, and have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.